Hey everyone, it's Rob and Sandra from My Wife the Dietitian, and we're here with another episode of
Nutrition Nuggets.
Exactly.
And actually, it's kind of funny because that's what this is. It's we're going to talk about plant-based meats. So you think of those little nuggets.
It's probably some company's name for their product.
Nutrition Nuggets?
I bet it is.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
And they're like little nuggets of non-meat.
It's going to be a quiz to you, Rob.
Another quiz. I love those. All right, bring it. Bring it on.
Well, you know, we're talking about the plant-based meats, and there's been a growing interest over the past few years.
Can you call it meat if it's not meat? Can it? It's like plant-based pretend meat.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's like it's ultra-processed food.
Fakin, isn't that what they call the fake bacon? Fakin.
Yeah, and tofurkey, yeah.
Okay, so what were you just saying? You're going to quiz me and you're saying something about something else. I was listening, honest.
I think there's a bit of a health halo around plant-based meat alternatives, and people think we're eating plant-based meat alternatives, so it must be healthy.
Yeah, for sure there is. I mean, they think, oh, it's plant-based. There's nothing but goodness in this product.
Even though the list of ingredients on these products, they're ultra-processed foods.
Can we give an example or a few of what we're referring to?
Like the tofu hot dogs or the burgers that you can buy that are like a patty that is ready to put on the barbecue?
Right, okay.
I'm going to test you, Rob.
Are you going to test me?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What proportion of the population are vegetarian?
1%.
Nope.
2%. Is this multiple choice? A small percentage.
So true.
Less than 10.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. 95% eat meat, 5% vegetarian, and 2% vegan.
Oh, okay. Did you ask vegetarian or vegan?
I said vegetarian.
Oh, okay. I was thinking vegan. But yeah, still a small percentage.
Yeah, that's from a recent study in consumer research, and that's what they found. So it's actually, even though it's a growing trend, the plant-based or plant-focused eating, it's not like there's people that are completely going vegetarian.
Right. I'm not sure what that means.
What?
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, I think, did I mention at the start, it's like, it seems like it's a growing trend.
Yeah, I get what you mean now. It seems like it's this big, huge thing, but there's only really 5% of people who are actual vegetarians.
Right.
So there's a lot of other people jumping on the trend bandwagon of let's eat plant-based.
Yes, exactly. And there are some, for people that are like transitioning to vegetarianism
or away from meat, maybe.
Yeah, they might be looking for those plant-based alternatives like the burger or the Beyond Burger.
It's like vegetarian training wheels.
Yeah, right.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not quite ready to go for like a full bowl of vegetables, but I'll eat these like pretend meat made with some vegetables kind of burger.
Right. And it fills the space on the plate. In their mind, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like they're still eating what they used to eat, but it's now made with plants.
But it's made in a way that, the way that they make it is interesting because there's this, they're trying to mimic animal foods, but it actually, like the extrusion technique that's like a heat and pressure process to make the, it's the soy, like the tofu and peas and rice and mung beans, canola oil, all these different flavorings and starch and wheat all in one of those products. And the way it's made, they're even trying to mimic animal flesh by using like beet juice for blood.
What, really?
Yeah. And also they have this plant-based heme. Remember we talked like hemoglobin? It's like the red blood cells. So it's plant-based and it's made from the roots of soy plants that are fermented by genetically engineered yeast.
Weird.
And yeah, so it gives it that, it bleeds like meat, but it's not meat. It's plant-based, but it's also factory-made, like it's man-made.
Yeah.
So it's kind of
it's not quite the same as eating vegan or vegetarian, like true plant-based eating.
Yeah, it kind of underestimates the complexity of whole foods.
It's like the food industry's version of plant-based, because they can create a product out of it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it checks the boxes for some of the reasons that people might become vegetarian, like, you know, for animal welfare and environmental impact. Apparently, it's less of a carbon footprint. Some of these companies that are making these plant-based alternatives, less land use and water and emissions, less energy. But in terms of how healthy it is to eat, like if it's, you know, filled with salt and flavorings and ultra processed.
Yeah, it's really removed from the plant part that's good for you.
Exactly. So do you think for a vegetarian or someone that's eating more plant-based foods, should they eat a meat substitute daily?
No. I think if you're used to eating a lot of meat, then it might be a good transition to get away from, you know, if you still think you need to have your meat and potatoes meal, then maybe, but we don't need to eat meat every day. We need protein, and meat is one form of protein, but we don't need to eat meat every day. And so therefore we don't need to eat a meat substitute every day either.
Right. And that's actually question number three was, should vegetarians carefully complement plant proteins at every meal, like the amino acids? Remember we talked about that in our last protein quiz?
Kind of.
So should vegetarians carefully complement plant proteins at every meal?
Complement with what?
Like if you have a incomplete protein, they used to call them incomplete, and that's a plant-based proteins. And should you pair them like rice and beans, for instance? Do they have to be at a meal, or have we learned?
Oh, I see. Like over the course of the day, you can do it, I think, right?
You got it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So that's... basically, no, they don't have to complement at each meal.
Okay.
And there's no, like, you don't have to have those meat substitutes or plant-based meat alternatives at each meal. And actually, really, because they're ultra-processed, it's probably better to have whole foods like beans and learn how to cook with plants.
With real food.
With real food. And
not tofu dogs.
And not rely on those plant-based alternatives.
Products.
Exactly.
That's what they are, is more products.
More products. That's right.
Being sold to us under the guise of being healthy food.
Yeah, exactly. And there's another question. Is it the nutrition facts or the ingredient list on a food product that is influencing people's purchasing habits?
I'm going to guess the nutrition facts, because I bet most people don't look at the ingredients.
You got it.
And we're telling everyone, read the label, but really the ingredients is part of the label too.
And it's a really important part, because that's where you see all the flavorings. You see kind of the quantity, like the biggest quantity at the top to the least amount at the bottom. And so looking at, you know, all those words for sugar, that was another nutrition nuggets we did, the OSE, those words. So looking for those words, looking for the syrup, the maltodextrin, all the salts. There's a lot of ingredients in a lot of these plant-based alternatives, and they're ultra-processed. So reading the ingredient list is a really good idea.
Yeah, for sure.
Not just nutrition facts.
There's a reason the ingredient list is written in such small font. It's kind of, it should be like a warning, right? Because it's really, there's a bunch of stuff they probably don't want you to know is actually in there. So they're like, no, read the nutrition facts. Look how much protein's in this, and look how much blah, blah, blah is in this. This is good for you. But, you know, and then they put the ingredients, because they have to, in tiny little print at the bottom.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. Isn't that true? Yeah.
I've seen there's some pill bottles now too, where you have to actually like peel the label back in order to read like the what's in it. It's kind of weird. I don't know. Maybe there's just so much information they couldn't fit it on one label. So they have to like have a peel back label, but it's just still, it's hidden.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. No. So the answer, the nutrition facts are more influential than the ingredient list in consumers' spending.
They look to see, oh, how much protein's in it, how much sugar is in it, or how much fat. That's kind of their main focus, instead of where are those nutrients coming from.
Yeah. That's, and what is it important. Made out of?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Last question. So do most vegetarians end up with iron deficiency anemia?
I think that's what most non-vegetarians think. Oh, I'm going to be iron deficient. But I think if you do it right and you eat a well-balanced plant-based diet.
Like whole foods.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually, iron deficiency anemia is the most common nutrient deficiency in the population. And it's the same proportion of vegetarians as non-vegetarians that are anemic.
Yeah. So basically, it has nothing to do with being vegan or vegetarian.
It's the quality of the diet.
Yeah.
And actually, I think you can go back and listen to our interview with Scott Fickerson on Vegan for Runners and learn all about healthy eating on a vegan diet. And that was episode
42. Okay, I give up.
48.
Oh, okay. There you go.
It's okay. That's a good try.
That's a really good episode in general. It's not, you don't have to be like a marathon runner to listen to that episode, despite the title. That's Scott's specialty, but it's really good information in general for anyone who's interested in eating healthy, not even just being vegan, but just healthy eating in general. There's some really good information in there, and Scott's really good at explaining things. So it's worth a listen if you haven't checked that one out yet.
Yeah, there's some really good nuggets in there. And then also episode 47 was protein pop quiz. So that was a little bit more information about the protein too, and the complete and incomplete, as they're called, and amino acids. And
absolutely.
Oh, there's one more episode two, challenges and opportunities with the preteen vegetarian.
No, way back when.
Yeah, that was a lot about this too.
Yeah, so there you go. Some homework. So what's the lowdown on the plant-based? We're saying be careful of, don't be fooled by the claims, the health halo, like Sandra calls it, that it's plant-based. So therefore it's good for you and it's a good product and all that. Just read the ingredient list, see what's actually in it.
Yeah. And it's a possible substitute for meat occasionally, but not as a staple. So if you're going to start to eat more plant-based, try replacing with plant foods that are as close to the natural state as possible.
Yeah, like real vegetables and
beans and legumes.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else?
Thanks for playing along with us.
Oh, hey, I'm always happy to play along. Anytime. All right. We will be back next week with more fun informational tidbits for you. And in the meantime, you can check out our social media. We're on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. You can visit our website for lots more stuff there. It's mywifethedietitian.com. And we'd love to hear your comments, questions, any miscellaneous things you want to let us know about at our email. That's mywifethedrd@gmail.com. And we always welcome your comments, your reviews, your ratings, all that sort of thing on any of the platforms that you are listening to us on. So thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you spending your time with us, and we will talk more next time.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, everyone. Have a good week. Thanks for joining us today on My Wife, the Dietitian. If you like what you heard, don't be shy. Leave us a comment or review, and be sure to share our podcast with your friends. If you'd like to hear more, hit that subscribe button. You can also follow us on our social media pages for updates, episode trailers, and other odds and ends. For more info and links on what we discussed on today's episode, check the show notes. We'll be back next week with another informative and fun-filled episode.